This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In politically swinging Florida yesterday, U.S. Surgeon General Richard Carmona said there will be enough flu shots to protect all high-risk Floridians who choose to be vaccinated. The nation's vaccine supply was cut in half this month because one drug maker couldn't deliver any of the 47 million flu shots it had promised. So, high risk or just highly cautious, what to do? This won't help you Floridians or most of the rest of the country, but many people in northern border states are going to Canada. They've got plenty of vaccine there. In Seattle, reporter Harriet Baskus joined the trek of the flu fearful.
Like thousands of others seeking flu shots this season, I've been told that I don't fit the profile. I'm not very old or very young, and I don't have a chronic health condition. But my mom is in a nursing home, and I can't visit her without the risk of getting her sick. So driving 2.5 hours to Canada seemed like a good idea.
I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day.
By 3:30, I've reached the International Travel Health and Vaccination Clinic. It's in a strip mall, about a 10-minute ride from the border.
You just want to do the flu shot? Sure, we'll just do that, okay?
If you'd like to just go in.
Pretty much everyone in the waiting room is also from Washington State. Frank and Mary Hickey got a speeding ticket driving up from Tacoma, 3 hours away.
Oh, well, I think it's worth it just getting the shot.
They say the older you get, the more susceptible you are. So we're getting older, we're more susceptible.
It took 5 hours for Lois and Jim Young to get here from Port Orchard, Washington. And although they had to buy gas, pay a ferry fare, and wait in line at the border, they're still smiling.
We just saw that on the TV that the people were able to come up here and get it. We saw where they were thinking about getting buses and things to do it, but he got it this morning and said, why don't we go up to Canada and see about flu shots? And we jumped in the car and here we are.
Everyone from the States has a similar story, says clinic owner Dr. Paul Assad. In past years, about 500 of the clinic's 5,000 annual flu vaccines went to Americans. This year, he says more than half his shots are going to Americans. And he's ordered an additional 5,000 vaccines to keep up with demand.
If you're close to the border, like a lot of our patients are, you know, there's no discussion. It just means a couple of hours in the car, come up and meet friendly Canadians, you know, and maybe have a meal, and then go back down.
The Canadians in the waiting room are friendly, and like Lillian Bear, are happy to help out their southern neighbors.
Well, as long as there's enough for the Canadians, I don't mind.
By 4:30, Bear's 7-year-old granddaughter has gotten her shot without a whimper, so it's my turn.
My name is Kimberly. I'm an RN. Are you allergic to eggs?
No.
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Left-handed.
So I'll do it in your right arm.
Ow, 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 ow. Done.
It took 6.5 hours plus gas and the $20 clinic fee to get my flu shot. So many Americans are crossing the border for flu shots these days. The Vancouver Health Authority has set up a special flu clinic just for U.S. citizens. It's scheduled for the end of next week. So maybe I'll drive up again with my husband and some friends. For Day to Day, I'm Harriet Baskus.